All right, so if you don't know, you sure should know by now. KPFK 90.7 FM is what you're listening to here in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. Name of the show is Melting Pot. My name is Michael Barnes. You can find archive shows online at meltingpotblog.com, which is where this show is going to be tomorrow, including the guest DJ set that Mr. Nick Waterhouse is getting ready to give you. Right about now, I'll just throw it over to him. All vinyl, I think all 45 set, as a matter of fact, from Nick Waterhouse here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Lost my love in southern Georgia. Lost the love of Shirley B. Broke her heart just once too often. Now my darling's gone from me. What you gonna do when your baby leaves you? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when your baby leaves you? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
When she says her last goodbye, oh, you're gonna hang your head and cry. What you gonna do when your baby leaves you? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Your eyes will cry, they start burning. Yes, they will.
Yes, they will.
Your eyes will cry till they start burning. Yes, they will.
Yes, they will.
Like a hot fire from the fiery furnace. Shoot out flames, Lord, of flames to burn us. What you gonna do when your baby leaves you? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
She's gone, my southern love. Oh, she's gone, yes, she's gone, my southern love.
Southern love.
Southern love.
Southern love.
Southern love.
Yeah. Thank you. I can't let you hurt me, so just leave me alone. You wanna lay and break my heart, and then you're gonna be gone. You keep me in a strain, and I can't stand the pain, but I love you just the same. Now won't you leave me alone? And now I know, when you walk out that front door, it's gonna break my heart, but it's best to let you go, because the feeling is gone and you keep moving on. Baby, won't you leave me alone? Now how can you hurt me after all I've done for you? Now how can you treat me like a fool when I'm the only one to lose? You keep me in a strain and I can't stand the pain, but I love you just the same. Now won't you leave me alone? Go on my way. I just want you to leave me alone. Please, please, baby. I want you to leave me alone.
Clothes on the washline never look new. Smoky air turns them gray. Sun can't pass through the dirty window, but I kinda like it that way in my tenement. Subway passing by, houses like the summer rain. You don't have nothing but plain tap of water, but I can never hear a complaint in my tenement.
So high. Hey. Thank you. us. Oh, I think when she left me, yeah, she went to somebody else. Now if she don't come back to me soon, think I'm gonna leave myself.
Baby, hear me? 'Cause I got the stomachache, you hear me? And when I say I got it, I want you to do one thing. Get it like you got the dirt. Are you ready? Is you ready, baby? You ready, baby? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ooh, ow. Ooh, ow. Ooh, ow.
Oklahoma and Maine, Texas and Utah, they dance the same. California and Oregon, they jump that too. They're doing like the old time Susan U. All goes on is a shaking and a shimmy. Florida and Iowa, Nevada, Missouri, and Mexico, Wyoming, Montana, and Dakota, girl. The way they dance, man, is out of this world. All goes on is a shaking and a shimmy. Washington, Kansas, and Iowa, Rhode Island, Minnesota, Colorado, they say, Connecticut, Michigan, and Maryland, they swing. People all over the world, they do that dance. All goes on is a shaking and a shimmy.
Track 1961 and 1962. All aboard! Ride, freedom riders, if you want to be free, ride on. Died for real, that was no show. Ride on.
It takes time, but time's too slow. Now this old jazz has got to go. Ride on.
Thank you.
freedom if a man ain't free right on.
Flat.
Oh,
mama tried to get me not to marry. She said, honey, don't you be so blind. I too was a fool, cause I married out of school. I found out mama was a lying. Singing the blues. Now I know what mama went through. I know just how she felt. Because it's been a long, long time since I had a scrap meal under my belt. Oh, I don't know what my man's gonna do. Whatever he do is just fine. But I feel like going back to mama. Because I found that mama was a lie. Even born.
Things
couldn't get no rougher. I know they couldn't get no tougher. The last time I had a new dress on, my pillow wasn't even born.
Oh.
Make him treat you good, brown eyes. Take care of you. Don't let him hurly-gurly all night long. It ain't right to do. Make sure your icebox stays full. Don't see no hungry days. No poker playing with big boy Pete. You never make it that way. My day so sunny, you treated me so nice. I still love you, honey, so please take my advice. Make him respect you, brown eyes, like a man should. Don't let him say, since I can't, I ain't. And if I could, I would. Make sure he really loves you. You don't really need him, brown eyes, if he can't do more than I can do. If your heart gets lonely and your lips need a kiss, I'll be here where you left me. So please remember this. Do the best you can, brown eyes. Honey, don't mess around. If he don't talk like a man, brown eye, then you put him down. If he don't thrill you,
man goodbye and come back home to me brown eyes, and I'll kiss the teardrops from your eyes. Well, if he treats you wrong, don't stay and moan. Come on home. Why don't you come on home? Well, well, come on home.
Well, you just had a guest DJ set from Nick Waterhouse, packing in a lot of tracks in the 40 plus minutes or so. Man, there's almost like 15 or so tracks in here that Nick just brought you guys. He's putting away some 45s right now. That's an all 45 set too, just so you know, all on vinyl, just put together live here on the air with Nick Waterhouse and his big box of records. A lot of great tracks in here. We're going to put this up on our website tomorrow, meltingpotblog.com. The interview, little chat that we had, and this guest DJ set in its entirety will be up there. And I've scribbled some notes on the record, so there should be actually a track list. Just talk about maybe a few of these, because I know there were some of these records that you were really excited to play.
Yeah, that's part of the fun for me when I get to DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I just follow my heart. I started off with a Ronnie Hawkins tune I was really excited about. There's a Chuck Willis record on Atlantic called What You Gonna Do that's kind of a cool, jivey, like Little Willie John thing.
Mm.
And this Ronnie Hawkins record featuring the Hawks, which later backed Dylan and became the band, is kind of a really, really hip, like Southern fried, like R&B record. I pulled out a new release from my label, Prez Records, that's actually the white label of the Boogaloo Assassins, a local group.
Yes, one of our favorites.
Called One and Only. I'm really, really thrilled with the work that I did with these guys. I brought them into Fairfax Studios over here in the Valley last month, which is where I've been kind of running Prez out of lately. And that's going to be out really soon. It's being printed and pressed. As
fantastic.
We speak, so.
Yeah, it's perfect sounds for the summer, so it's nice to have it here, and always nice to have music from them.
Definitely.
What else? What else went in there? What about the Junior Wells track?
Oh, yeah, the Junior Wells track with Buddy Guy on guitar. It's called I Got a Stomachache. Like to send that one out to my friend Primo Patino, a DJ from San Francisco who played that for the first time for me maybe a decade ago. I remember hearing it. I was saying it's one of those songs you hear on like a giant sound system and you're just, what is going on, you know?
Yeah. And this is also one, you know, this we were talking about when you were playing it and I was like, what is going on? And we were talking about how that is also on the record that came out around that same period of time. It's like 1967, 68 on Vanguard, but it's a totally different version than the ones on the record.
Oh yeah, the one on the record is so boring. This one, the band is so cooking and like Buddy Guy's going nuts. These are the mysteries that you're left with with records, and you know, there's nobody around to explain.
Yeah.
But I really love spinning that one. That matches really well with that B.B. King tune I threw into, which is from around the same period.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I spun a track for the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act, the Freedom Riders, which is a Harold Jackson record on Edsel, a really weird, rare South Central L.A. 45.
That is one of the two or three best, I think, like rhythm and blues, soul kind of civil rights related songs that I've heard, and I hadn't heard it before.
So tough.
I mean that. Perfectly described right there. Do you know anything else about that?
No, I've been trying
about that guy.
I've been trying to figure it out. Edsel has so few releases. It's you know, like you kind of think it might be almost like a community project as opposed to being a real label.
Maybe.
But it was cooking, man. I want to know who was playing on it.
Yeah, it's listed as Harold Jackson and the Jackson Brothers, but it sounded like at least there was one sister with them as well.
I heard a sister.
Yeah, but man, that was perfectly timed and perfectly placed. Thank you so much for that one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there was another one towards the end that you were also really excited about, I think.
Lonnie Satin, Sweetheart, which I closed the set out
end.
With. Yeah, that was that's a recent acquisition. I'm really into that tune. It's exactly what I'm into, which is this sort of spare, moody, like, it's just, when you hear that, there's not a template for that kind of tune. It just, it builds on you when you're listening to it, and it's kind of like, first time you put the needle down, you realize it's going to work out fine.
when you think about your approach to DJing, you know, seems a little bit different than when you're putting things together, sounds together as a songwriter, putting things together in terms of thinking about performing music to people. It would seem like when you're thinking about the kind of tracks that you might want to play as a DJ, that the kind of thought process and how the sounds or the kind of sounds that you want to put out, it seems like it would be a little bit different for you.
It is, but I also try to have the same, I try to have like soft eyes. I remember reading about this concept. It's like I try to like relax a certain part of my mind to let like a feeling come through me, which is, I do that when I play records and when I play music. And that's kind of the trick. I think that's when you hit this weird transcendent thing. Not to sound too hippy dippy about it, but
no,
you know, like sometimes I find myself tapping into this big abstract cloud of things in my head. So when I hear a song, it's never about matching like BPMs or keys or anything.
Yeah.
But even if something's triggered where I'm like, oh, that's like a female vocal that's repeating a figure that melodically I recognize in another tune. I don't think of it that way, but I'm just like I hear a beat that's like da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. I want to match that kind of feel in another record that I immediately like, it hits me. And I never really come in with a preset anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the spirit, you know?
Yeah, it's a good way to go. I was thinking about when you were talking about that, my own approach on those rare occasions where I get to spend some vinyl out, and for me, so much of it connects to primarily dancing to a lot of this music,
mm-hmm.
and kind of thinking about the kind of flow, like, or how I would want things to flow on the dance floor in the same way. It seems like I don't know how much dancing you do.
Oh, I'm a dancer.
Okay, so I bet that's part of what it is as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The kind of like Zen dancing DJ thing.
It's
that,
about
that
movement.
A lot of us have.
Yeah, yeah, it's movement.
Very much so. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that that unfortunately, you know, some very fine DJs who have really great skills and pretty good selection that sometimes that's one of the things that I think they're missing, that kind of intuitive feel that I think a lot of dancers have, especially when dancers, and we talk so much about the kind of connections between DJs or collectors who are musicians, but also DJs, musicians who are dancers as well. Seems like all those things really influence it.
Yeah, oh, completely. That's what all these records are about.
This has been really, really, really quite nice, man.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, I'm always happy to dig in with somebody else.
Yeah, it's, and there's, in, you know, 40 plus minutes seems like a long time, but that thing zipped through. And there are at least 50 other records that you could have played for us today. So I don't know, you know, the next time around we may have to, you know, just have a little 5-minute chat and you just play records for a couple hours.
Hey, whatever you want, man. I'm in.
Really appreciate you coming down once again, Nick.
Thanks so much, man. Michael. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is pretty much all we got for you this week. Next week is going to be our best so far of 2014. And hopefully July will be as good as this June was. Man, we had so many amazing guests and amazing sessions and closed up nicely with Nick Waterhouse here in our studios. Once again, this session, the guest DJ set and also our chats will be archived on our website, meltingpotblog.com, tomorrow. And I'll make sure to have the playlist there as well. I wanted to close up with one song about exactly a month ago on this show at the end of the month on a vinyl show. I did a tribute to the radio station I started at in Atlanta, Georgia, Album 88. This is a station that, like several other college stations around the country, has essentially been taken over or changed in some way for a variety of different reasons. In the case of Album 88, it was essentially sold out by the university to Georgia Public Broadcasting, which has taken over on this day. As a matter of fact, half of the programming during the day, and the college students still have it at the night. Seems like the fight might be over, but actually there's still quite a lot of fight left in the students and quite a lot, especially in the alumni. But I wanted to kind of commemorate that, especially here on the first Sunday in the last 18 years that a show I started on their jazz show called Blue Note is not going to be played, in addition to Big Band Jump not playing because of the changeover. So I wanted to play this to commemorate that and also maybe keep things somewhat optimistic, though. The instrumental version of Duke Ellington's Come Sunday, with the hope that some Sunday soon things will be back the way they were in Atlanta with Album 88. Thank you to all of you who support KPFK and keep it strong and make sure that we're able to bring this programming to you 24/7. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you for the freedom that you give me and the ability to do these kinds of things. Folk Scene's up next. Until next time, y'all take care.